Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I hope you're excited about the things of God, because God is moving in wonderful ways, and we're going to see His intervention, His interaction in our lives, I believe, in a way we have never experienced before. You may have walked with the Lord for decades, but in my own life, in the lives of others I know well, God there's an excitement. God is stirring the hearts of His people. Why? Because, and it's so exciting, we are praying corporately. We have a personal prayer group in terms of our staff and ministry. We also, in terms of our church, and God is answering prayer, and it's so exciting to see prayer answered. But, beloved, the most important thing, even though you say, yeah, well, I prayed and prayed, and I still don't see any answers. Well, you know what? God has a time. As He told Habakkuk, the vision is yet for an appointed time. And you realize that it is not our place to question God. We may not understand, but He wants us to get into a place that regardless of what is going on, we can trust that He is a good God, that He really, truly loves us. He loves you. He's not being mean to you. He's not depriving you. He's not trying to frustrate you. He has only your best interests, your best welfare at heart. And so even though you may not understand, beloved, you're dealing with the Creator of the universe. Our little pea brains can't even begin to comprehend His ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. As heaven is high above the earth, so are His ways than ours and His thoughts. So, beloved, the most intelligent, the most gifted among us cannot even begin to perceive and understand the ways of God and who He is and the greatness of His character. But He wants us to trust Him, trust His character, that He means what He says. He's not a liar. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We live in a world, in a dimension, where everything is constantly changing. The scientific principle of entropy is in operation, but we serve an unchangeable God. Oh, He's radical, He's wild, but His ways, His characters never change. His spiritual principles never change. And so God wants us to know that we are in a place that even though there is darkness upon the face of the earth and gross darkness, the people, what does Isaiah tell us? He says, but the arise and shine, for His light has come upon us. His glory will be seen upon us. And those who only see the darkness have not seen the light shining from the kingdom of God. The light and glory of the Lord are arising upon His people. And you know what? Darkness can never overcome the light. If you are in a dark room, you turn on that switch and light causes that darkness to flee. Hear what John has to say in the opening chapters of his gospel. Chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. That's Jesus we're talking about, beloved. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. One more verse. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. In our understanding, we would say, well, the darkness doesn't understand. That's true. Those who are dark, they don't understand spiritual things. They're spiritually perceived. But that word also is a way of understanding in modern language. It's darkness cannot overpower light. And so, beloved, when the light dawns, the darkness has to recede and give way to the light. We are continually inundated with evil reports from the news media telling of the gross evil deeds that men inflict upon one another, mass shootings, murders, terrible things that are occurring. The news media seem to major in every gross and terrible thing that happens without showing, telling, or reporting that there is also good things taking place. We only hear that maybe from Christian news broadcasters. But the word tells us that we're going to have a breakthrough. The enemy will flee. Those who are weak will become strong. And God is going to raise up Davids in this hour who will destroy the Goliaths in the land. How did David destroy him? Yes, he had a strategy. Yes, he was skillful with his sling. But you know what? He came against him, not with his physical athletic abilities. Here he was a young man, nothing to compare with the seasoned soldiers that surrounded him. However, he had faith. And beloved, it is our faith that's going to see the giants come down, giants of opposition in your life, giants that are attacking your loved ones. There's going to be revival in this nation and in the world such as we never have experienced. For the Lord would say, my beloved, yea, my arm is outstretched. My hand is reaching out to you to draw you ever closer to your God. For I have a plan and I have a purpose. And though the enemy has resisted you and you have stood your ground, but you have been hindered, you have been fought, know that the enemy is going to flee, that the Lord is going to give you a breakthrough, and you shall see doors open, and you shall move on to higher ground, for you shall see the hand of the Lord cause your enemies to flee, to be smitten before you, those who have opposed you in the natural. I will deal with demonic spirits, and you will see the way of the Lord made straight before your feet, for I am anointing you. I am causing you to understand my plan and purposes for your life. I have called you with a holy calling, and there was nothing that I would ask of you that you are not able to accomplish in my strength and in my ability and in my anointing. In your flesh, you may be inadequate. In your flesh and in your giftings, you may feel so inadequate, but I, the Lord, am your adequacy. That treasure that is within you is the power of the Holy Spirit, and it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that you shall do great exploits. My eyes roam to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove myself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward me. So seek after a whole heart. Seek after a surrendered life. Seek after seeking my will, not your own, not your own ways, but walk in humility and submission and surrender before me. And you shall see glorious things that God shall do in your behalf and in behalf of those who you pray for. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So many of God's people have been going through a fight for their very existence. Many have gone to premature graves. It's sad. That's why there's extra responsibility placed on leaders, upon teachers, because they have that responsibility from God to preach the whole counsel of God. But we've seen in our past history, even currently, the church has been divided, confused. We've replaced the power of God with programs. Instead of praying and fasting for the raising up of divine revelations of authority and power and miracles, we've wrung our hands in despair at the terrible darkness in the land. What is it going to take to see the miracles like the early church experience? Beloved, it's going to take the same simple things they did: prayer, fasting, seeking God, being in unity and one accord, submitting to the Spirit of God. It's not going to be some unique, strange, new, wonderful formula. It's in the Word of God. It's the simple way. It's the hard way for our flesh. But those who are willing, as I said, those who have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, they'll say, yes, Lord, because it's your strength, it's your ability, and I need your help, and I trust you, and I praise you for it. God is not looking anymore for people who are going to whine and fuss and complain about the giants in the land, about the great walled cities. That's what Israel did in ancient times before they ever crossed the Jordan, and God punished that multitude, all that generation. They never entered into the promised land, save Joshua and Caleb, the only two who gave a good report, who said, we are well able to take the land. In Isaiah, the second chapter, let me turn to that. In verse 2, the word of the Lord says, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Of course, much of that is speaking of what is going to occur in the millennial kingdom. Man's final answer, that what they've been desiring, utopia, no wars, no famines, no poverty, plenty of prosperity. Even then, at the end of 1,000 years, Satan will be loosed and many will be deceived and share his fate. But one of the beautiful things we see about mountains is their stature, the things they sustain. Mountains abound with deer, forests, game, herbs, minerals, precious things, spices, stones for building, vineyards. In Genesis 49 and 26, they're called the everlasting hills. In Isaiah 49:11, they're called God's mountains. In Job 26:11, they're called the pillars of heaven. And mountains are illustrative of abundance when dripping with wine. Praise God. And the word of the Lord says in the book of Amos, and this is Amos the ninth chapter, verse 13, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. Hallelujah. We're coming into that time spiritually, beloved. Isaiah 2:2, that mountain is illustrative of the church of God. This is God's plan. Yes, application to modern Israel, but also we see that God is raising up his people that shall be that light, that city, that beacon that brings those who are searching for answers in darkness to the light of God's presence. Praise God. And so, beloved, when you see the needs of your community, you look at those who are bleeding and suffering and dying, you feel the weariness of your own flesh, you cry out, God, what can we do? His answer is, this is the beginning of a new day. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and with the Lord's help, perhaps we'll conclude this message tomorrow. I invite you to tune in and join me at the same time. I always, as I bring a broadcast to a close, invite you to write and pray. Share your prayer needs. They're personally read by me alone. I answer the mail, and I know God has done a wonderful work through the ministry of correspondence, as he does through the broadcast, and all praise and honor go to Jesus. He alone is worthy of praise. I invite you to write. I pray for you every day. This is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.